Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Shari Isha, a shor that belongs to a woman that killed a person, that shor is Chayav Skila. What's the Chiddush? Well, the Pasuk says Baal HaShor, so maybe they would have thought it's just a man, only a man's shor. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Shor HaYisayman. Let's say we have a shor that Yisayman Kitanin, Yarshin from their father, and there's no epitrapus, there's no one officially in charge. And this shor kills a person, that shor is Chayav Skila. I would think, being that the ketanim aren't responsible, they're lav b'nei deya, and you can't take money from them, maybe the shor shouldn't get skila. So the Mishnah says that's not the case. The shor does get skila. Vayitra says the Mishnah shor apitrapis. This is a shor that belongs to the assignment, but in apitrapis, an official shomer has been appointed to be in charge of the shor. L'maaseh didn't do a too good of a job because the shor went out and killed someone. The shor is chayav skila. What's the chiddush over here? Maybe, being that, look, we did what we could, we appointed an apitrapis, and the situation should be in control. Something went wrong, but the situation more or less is in control. So maybe we should have rachmanis on the nechasim of the yisayimim, on the shor of the yisayimim. We shouldn't give it skila. Zakta Mishnah, in these three cases, shor isha, shor yisayimim, shor apitrapis, although there may have been an argument the other way, l'maisa, the halacha is that the shor killed someone, it is chayiv skila. Zakta Mishnah, v'ayter, shor amidbar, this is a shor that's hefker, it has no bailim. Shor HaHegdish, a shor that's shaykh to Hegdish. Hegdish owns the shor, there's no specific owner. Shor HaGer, the shor of a ger, Shemes, who died, ve'ein lo yarshim, and he has no yarshim. The ger was Megayir himself, he has no sons after he was Megayir himself, so he has no one to yarshin him. So all his nechasim are hefker. In all these six cases, the din is, if the shor killed someone, hari elu, these six shvarim chayavim misa. But in regard to these last three cases, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. While the Tanakhama says, even though there's no Bailam, he's still Chayiv Misa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shor HaMidbar, a Shor that's Hefker, Shor HaHegdish, a Shor that belongs to Hegdish, or a Shor HaGer Shemes, the Shor of a Ger that died, and he has no Yarshim. In other words, three types of Shorim, they don't have a specific Balavas, Peturim and Amisa. These oxen do not get Skila when they kill a person. Fisha ain lehem baila. And Rabbi Yehuda says, being that the Pasuk says, v'huad bibala v'lo yishmerenu, so you see, you have to have baila. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah about six different types of oxen. A shor that belongs to a woman, if that shor kills someone, the shor is chayiv skila, even though the lashon of the Pasuk is baal hashor. Two, a shor yisoyimim, even though they're lav b'nei deya, they're only small and not responsible, and they don't have to pay any money, but lamaisa, if the shor kills someone, it's chayiv skila. A shor apitrapis. I would have thought maybe we should have rachmanis on the nechasim of the yisayimim. After all, we did what we could. We appointed apitrapis. We say, no, nothing doing. If the shor kills someone, it's chayiv skila. Then we had three cases of a shor that doesn't have any balabas at all. Shor midbar, that's hefker. Shor hegdish. Shor of a ger who died, then he has no yarshim. So here the Tanakhama says, Shor is chayav skila. Rabbi Yehuda says, no bailim, no skila. The Torah says, behu ad debalav.